This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Refill your coffee cup and get those synapses firing, because it is once again time for the puzzle. First, here's a quick reminder of last week's challenge from the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz.
Name a famous novel in two words. The first word has 5 letters, second word has 11. If you got the right one, the initial letters of the novel's title, reversed, are the initials of its author. What's the novel and who is the author?
Well, almost 2,000 of you figured out the answer. And our randomly selected winner this week is Don Lemke of Sparta, Michigan. Congratulations, Don.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay, so tell us, what was the answer to last week's challenge?
Well, the title of the novel was David Copperfield. Reverse the D and the C at the beginning of each word, and you get CD, which is for Charles Dickens, who wrote that.
There you go. So did this come pretty quickly, or did you have to go through a lot of Dickens novels?
Well, actually, it was kind of strange. My first guess was Great Expectations. I counted the letters, and it was 12. I'm like, well, I'll set that one aside. And for some reason, Charles Dickens just stuck in my head. So I took the CD and flip-flopped that to DC, and then David Copperfield kind of jumped out at me.
Good work. Okay, so you live in Sparta, Michigan. What do you do there, Don?
Well, my home was in Sparta, but during the work week, I'm an engineer at a little cereal company in Battle Creek, Michigan.
A little cereal company?
You probably can guess.
Kellogg's, I'm guessing.
That's it.
Okay, so before we continue, let me introduce you to the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. You know his name, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Rachel. Congratulations, Don.
Thanks, Will.
Don, big moment. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Let me take a breath.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Will, take it away.
All right, Don and Rachel, today's puzzle is a puzzle and quiz combined. I'm going to read you some classic advertising slogans and catchphrases in which I've scrambled the letters in the last word. First, unscramble the word. Then, name the product or company that's the advertiser.
Okay.
For example, if I said, get a piece of the cork, you would say rock, and get a piece of the rock is the slogan of the Prudential Insurance Company.
Okay, I think I have it. How about you, Don?
Don't go for coffee, Rachel.
Okay, I'm sticking right here. I'm not going anywhere.
Thanks.
We'll do this together.
Number one, obey your T-shirt.
Obey your T-shirt. Obey your T-shirt. Thirst.
Okay,
obey your thirst
good.
Is right. You happen to know the advertiser, the product?
Coke?
Well, you're in the ballpark. Yeah, that's very close.
Pepsi?
It's Sprite. It's Sprite.
Sprite. Okay.
Very good.
Sprite.
I can't believe I ate the whole night.
The whole night?
Uh-huh. So rearranged letters of night. Thing is right. And whose slogan was that?
Can't believe I ate the whole thing. Can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Is it when you have indigestion?
Yes.
Pepto-Bismol?
Close.
Ballpark. You know, Rachel?
I think, is Alka-Seltzer?
Alka-Seltzer, is it? Good. You've got questions, we've got rawness.
Whoa. Answers?
Ooh. Answers, is it? Whose slogan?
Oh, boy.
Wow, you and I are not watching enough advertising, Don.
Obviously listening to a lot of NPR.
That's it.
You've got questions, we've got answers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Is it Radio Shack?
Radio Shack. Good going, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
Here's your next one. The Breakfast of Nacho Imps.
Champions.
Yes, and whose?
I believe that's...
you got
isn't
this,
Don. Wheaties?
Yes!
Wheaties is it.
Competitor,
We'll zip our lips on that. And your last ones, the answer is the advertiser's name. And here's the first of these. Please don't squeeze the rich man...
Charmin
is right. There are some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there's mad craters.
Mad craters.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Some things money can't
buy.
Here
it is again. There are some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there's mad craters.
MasterCard.
MasterCard,
yes!
Is it. Nice job.
Good job, Don.
Thanks for the help, Rachel.
I don't know how much help I was. I think we both struggled, but you pulled it out in the end. Good work.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Don, before you go, tell us, what's your public radio station?
WVGR in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Great. Don Lemke of Sparta, Michigan. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, Rachel.
Okay, Will, what do you have to stump us with for next week?
Yes, well, it's a tough one, tougher than last week. It comes from listener Jim Waters of Bellingham, Washington. Think of a common man's name in four letters, one syllable. Move each letter exactly halfway around the alphabet. So, for instance, A would become N, and N would become A, B would become O, etc. The result will be a common woman's name in two syllables. What names are these? So again, a common man's name in four letters. Move each letter exactly halfway around the alphabet. The result will be a common woman's name. What names are these?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.